Welcome to the ERP Insights podcast from Ultra Consultants. Ultra is a leading independent enterprise software consulting firm serving the manufacturing and distribution industries. Hosted by Ultra's founder and CEO, Jeff Carr, the ERP Insights podcast shares expertise that helps project teams achieve sustained business transformation. Here's your host, Jeff Carr.
In our last episode, we talked about how to work with vendors that were on your long list. We talked about how to find those vendors and how to manage those vendors. Today, we're going to talk about the short list activities. In other words, now that I've reviewed the marketplace and I've looked at vendors, I've reduced that list down to a more manageable list. So normally, people will start with maybe a list of 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or even more vendors, but narrow it down eventually to 2 or 3 vendors they really want to look at more closely. So this episode really addresses those activities. I'm going to break this into really 2 episodes. One is the demonstration itself, and the other is the post-demonstration evaluation activities that you ought to be considering. So let's talk about preparing for the demo. We have, now we're going to look at 2 to 3 different vendors. So what we want to do is try to evaluate them on an apples-to-apples comparison. The vendors really want you to focus on them. They want to sell software. They want to show off their capabilities. And their selling strategy is to win you over quickly and make you a customer quickly. Your approach is that to really take your time, to want to do your due diligence on the software and evaluate it against their competitors. Whereas the vendor wants to sell software and show off all their neat capabilities, you really want to see their software displayed in a manner that will allow you to see how the software can be used in your business. I'm going to differentiate a little later on here between what I'll call show me demos and a business process demonstration. So let's first of all talk about step one. Step one is really about educating the vendors. And now in the previous episode, we talked about providing them some information about your company. So it's very important that these vendors really get to know you. You need to give them a company overview. You need to give them an organization. Who's in your company? Who are the key people that be involved in this project? Who are the key executives? What is your project scope? What are the applications? What's your time frame? What is your project team going to look like? And then eventually, what is your requirements, or what I call the future state? The first thing that you should be doing with the vendors is let them come in for an on-site visit and meet the evaluators and get a good understanding of your business and understand the script or the business processes that you want to see in terms of the demonstration. The second step is to really establish that demonstration script. If you haven't already done it, you need to develop a future state. What is the business processes that you're going to be implementing with this new software? Now, a lot of people say, well, you can't do that until you really buy the software. Well, that's not true. It's very easy to lay out a future business process considering today's technology. So when you're establishing this future state, demonstration script, you want the vendors to be able to demonstrate to you a business process flow of what your business process is. I always, think about an integrated business process flow, like taking an order and then eventually shipping it and all the steps in between. So you're going to enter an order, you're going to allocate inventory, you're going to prepare a pick list, you're going to pull those items, you're going to pack them, and you're going to ship them. Or it could be a more complicated manufacturing process where I put in an order, creates a job, and then I've got to order components, and then I got to schedule my machinery, then need to issue work orders, et cetera. So you want to see the software demonstrate your business process flow. And you like to do that with your data. So that's another part of this preparation, is not only giving the vendor your demonstration script, but giving them your data. Now, you do not need to giving them your entire database. You need to carve out, some sample customers, suppliers, invoices, orders, work orders, et cetera, and give that to them so they could set it up so that you could see that demonstration with your data. It's much more meaningful when you can think of it in terms of your particular business. Another thing also in preparing this demonstration agenda is I think you should carve out a portion of it for the executives. I always like to have at least an hour, if not 2 hours, for the executives and carve out some specific things that they want to see and that we think is important for them to see as part of the business process flows. Maybe it's just dashboards, or maybe it's some, let them see at least a high-level view of the business process flow. Now, after we've established that demonscript in a future state, I would recommend rehearsals. So your project manager should take the time a day or two before that vendor comes into your office. That project manager should go to their location or have them come to him, and they should basically review their presentation with him or her to make sure that they're prepared. I've been in a lot of demos where that was not the case. They weren't prepared, and that doesn't do anybody any good in this particular process. Step four really should be to prepare your participants. Your primary audience is going to be your process owners. They're the primary team. They're supported by the subject matter experts. So for different parts of the demonstration, you might want to bring in a subject matter expert to participate along with that process owner. The executives should have their own session. So you're going to be doing business process flows for your business process owners. I recommend that the executives have their own session that can be reviewed by the process owners, but just for them. Then also, as part of the preparation, you need to prepare your and review the scoring method. So you need to spend some time with your participants and making sure they understand what their role is. And my belief is that the business process owner should be the decision makers on what is the software that best fits their particular needs. And that gets the business really involved in analyzing and dissecting and deciding and evaluating which is the right software for the business as a whole. Now, the last step is really the agenda. I feel strongly that you should make the functional demonstration separate from other due diligence activities. For instance, we want to evaluate implementation. We want to evaluate technology. I don't believe it's a good idea to make that part of the functional demo. That should be done separately with your business process owners. This typically is a multi-day event. Typically, we see it about 2 days. Could be longer. Rarely should it be shorter because there's so much to cover in a system. I also like to see, you know, let's say they come in the night before, and then in the morning they're going to do the presentation, and in the afternoon I would recommend a social hour after the first day, so they can better get to know the evaluators. Also, I think it's a good idea to give them a report after the first day as to how well they did, and calling them out where you felt they didn't do as well. And they may want to come back and represent something where they didn't do as well. It's very important for you to make sure that the vendor covers everything that you need to be covered and does it properly. Also, as part of this, you need to develop an agenda that's got times in it. So if you're going to do order to ship, maybe that's 3-4 hours. If you're going to do procure to pay, maybe that's 2 hours. If you're going to do design to deploy, maybe that's another 3 hours. So you need to kind of work out each one of those sections and how much time you're going to give it to it, and let your team know, and also let your business process owners. Now, last comments I would say, just conducting the demo, make sure you stay on track. Do not let the unprepared participants attend. What I mean by that is you've got a team. The team has developed the business process script. Those are the people that should be in the demonstration. Don't let the executives kind of say, well, you know, Bill's new over in this other division. We think it's important for him to see it. If he hasn't been part of it, he's going to just disrupt the presentation. Also, make sure that the vendor stays on track, that they do not show vaporware. Common comment we hear from vendors when they encounter kind of an objection. Can you do this? Well, yes, we can. Yeah, we can do that. Well, of course, they can do anything. But if they don't show you, then they, you know, you don't know for sure. So again, and the last comment I'd make is just have your team make sure they focus on what they see. I often recommend it's a good idea to record these so that you can go back and review them. By the time you've looked at three of these, you're going to go and think, gosh, I didn't ask this first vendor some questions. So there's an iterative process to this where you may have to go back and review some things. So that's the conclusion of the episode today. The next episode will focus in on due diligence activities after the demonstration. Thank you.
Thank you for joining today's ERP Insights podcast from Ultra Consultants, leading independent enterprise software consultants serving the manufacturing and distribution industries. Check ultraconsultants.com/ERP Insights soon for a new podcast episode with your host, Jeff Carr.